Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to this day two of our 8-day Peace Team training camp. This is Sheva Kaur of Heart Mastery and the Heart Ambassador Program, and I am delighted to have with me today the inspiration for 8 days of Peace Team training and Peace is the Only Goal, the Project of Pathways to Peace, Marilyn King.
Yeah.
Welcome, Marilyn.
Thank you.
And we have the angel chimes of others joining us. And before we dive into our content, Bernice has a brief sharing. Bernice, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from San Antonio, Texas.
Great. And what is it you wanted to share with us this morning, Bernice?
Well, something came to me this morning that I feel is very appropriate. Every morning I read in my Mayan calendar the glyph for the day. And in the reading, there's a sentence I would like to share. It goes like this. It says, when we bring peace to all that we do, everything becomes an act of healing.
Well, that's going to turn out to be even more appropriate today than you know.
We'll pull that out again
at the end. Thank you so much for sharing that, Bernice.
Thank you.
So, we're here to bring peace to all that we do by starting our day the Olympian way. Marilyn, do you want to tell us what that means?
Well, the work that we're embarking on is really about how do we take the very best, what we know about winning teams and sports, and apply that to peace. And begin your day the Olympian way is something that I realized in my work that many people wake up in the morning and their brain just goes on to, oh my gosh, what day is it? And oh, I better hurry up because, and oh my gosh, what about that? And the whole day their thoughts are just bumper to bumper with those kinds of things. Whereas for myself as an Olympian, and I believe, you know, most Olympians awaken in the morning, and if I imagine being Michael Phelps, he probably woke up that next day after he made his announcement and I said 8 gold medals? But that notion of 8 gold medals just stirred something. His whole physiology changed. You know, his heart was engaged, his passion, his mind. And then he looked at his day to figure out which things were in alignment and which things were not, and what things you have to do differently. So begin your day the Olympian way is about awakening and envisioning your gold so that you wake up and go, wow, you know, I could be in the Olympics or 8 gold medals or we could see peace in my lifetime. And then you look at your day and you see which things are in alignment, which things might need to change, and which things you are going to have to do differently to have your gold come to fruition. So that's what it means to begin your day the Olympian way, is to envision your gold. And in this case, we're talking about our gold, our collective understanding about peace and our desire for peace.
Ellen, how do we apply that not just to peace, but as a team?
I believe that one of the reasons why I love the Pathways to Peace card is because it helps us understand that it's in addition to, you know, the internal personal peace and the feeling of peace, there's also the local and the global peace. And no one of us alone could ever do anything that I can think of that would bring global peace to fruition. But as a team, we are. Not just that we can, but that we are. And the Peace Pathways to Peace vision card helps us take a look at what are some of the essential elements that are always present when a community or a civilization lives in peace. And so we're now looking at each of those elements and looking at what is the goal in this particular area, who are the organizations that are bringing that to fruition, and what's my role as part of the team. Like yesterday, I'm not going to take on moving governance to fully informed participatory democracy in this country, but there is something I can do, and I want to be well informed about who are the key players who are part of the larger peace team who are focused on that aspect of peace. I want to know who they are, and I want to know what they're doing, and if there's anything I can do to support them. even though it's not going to be the area where I direct my attention. So it's just like being on a championship team. You need to know exactly who you are, what you're doing, what your role is. But at the same time, you can't be ignorant of the other players, what their roles are, and how what you do impacts their focus, and how you can communicate with them in a way that we work cohesively as a team. So we are part of a championship team, and when you talk to people who have been involved in these different areas for lifetimes and decades, they are, many of them, are much more excited now about the prospects for success in their domain than they were 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. So we are part of a championship team, but we need to be able to see the bigger picture, who the other players are and what the status is and what we can do about that, and make sure we're really clear about what our role is and how that plays with the rest of the team.
Beautiful, Marilyn. So before we move on, I wonder if, since we spoke yesterday briefly looking at the Peace Card about governance, who you see the key players of peace building and governance to be in the world, and any suggestions you have of how we as team players can support that.
Well, I'm really glad that you asked, Sheva, and, you know, one of the ways that I connected with you initially was when you did the interview on the singing in Estonia. So when I think about governance, I think it's really important that we pay attention to the fact that people say it's news out there because it's something that is, you know, different from the norm. And so what we see out there is the bad news. We don't see all the good things that are happening. So for me, it's been very, very exciting to dive into a little bit of the history of governance and just recognizing that for most of human history, people lived pretty peacefully in terms of how they conducted themselves relative to their living units, tribes and communities and so forth. And as we look now, many people who are deeply involved in this area believe that, you know, democracy and mature democracy is kind of the best form that we have available to us. And I put up on the Facebook page a graph that shows the advent of democracy and the huge upswing that has happened just in the last 50 years. And we are a young democracy. We are not a fully informed and participatory democracy when you look at the numbers. But there are many countries in Northern Europe. There's the history of the Iroquois Confederacy. So my point here, Sheva, is that it's really important for us to take a look at our own beliefs and assumptions about governance and become more well-informed about the real status of the progress of governance, which is part of why I am every morning and every night following so closely what's happening in Egypt. And the fact that through peaceful revolution a year ago, with 350,000 people in the street, they were able to remove a very repressive government that had removed all of the options for dissent, and within 18 days, Mubarak was gone. And this time around, when they interviewed one of the gentlemen in the street, he said, you know, we got rid of Mubarak in 18 days. He said, this guy will only take a couple of days. So we are seeing a lot of back and forth and turmoil, but I would suggest that if it's something that people care about, that you really do pay attention to the history of nonviolent revolutions and the advent of mature democracy, and, you know, just to become well-informed. But for me, as I said yesterday, I had a very bad attitude, was very poorly informed, and felt like there was nothing I could do because it was a cesspool and a morass and spin doctors and hard to get the truth. And then I realized that I really could do something by inviting my neighbors over before an election and asking them to bring information about something they care about on the ballot. So I actually could contribute to mature democracy, and that I could help my community be fully informed and participate.
So, and Marilyn, without derailing us, but maybe a final question on this topic, more to be explored in a longer forum, do you feel that democracy, and as you call it, mature democracy, is the only form of governance that would bring peace?
No. No, absolutely not. I mean, I'm a student of the Iroquois Confederacy and some of the pieces of how those indigenous people in this country governed themselves that made it into, and those parts of it that did not make it into, our own form of government.
Mm.
But, and again, it's not the area that I'm an expert at, but as a pentathlete, I knew, you know, a little bit about a lot of things, but enough to allow me to be able to participate as a member of the peace team and understand what my role is in governance.
I so appreciate that invitation, especially in a nation where most of those calling in are calling from places where they do have some say in government, whether they choose to speak their voice that way or not. So thank you for that invitation to play full out. One could imagine that on a winning team, even if it's not your area of expertise, if you're a center forward rather than a goalie, if for some reason the goalie's missed a ball that you're in a position to deflect, you're better off covering the goalie anyway. So the fact that we can have strong parts that we play, but also step up and be a contributor to the whole is a wonderful invitation. Thank you, Marilyn.
Exactly.
Anything else you want to add to this picture this morning of starting one's day the Olympian way when peace is the gold we've defined?
No, I think that, you know, Sheva, you know, what we did yesterday, recognizing that, you know, we're building on, you know, the organizations like Pathways to Peace. And by the way, up on the Facebook page is a reference to the Brahma Kumaris who went to 126 countries. And yesterday we focused more on, you know, what do you mean by peace? What is, how do you tap into, you know, the energy, the feeling, the vibration, the heart coherence around that? And today, you know, we're looking again at, you know, what are the components in the Passion, Vision, Action Olympian Thinking Framework. You know, we are looking at the second aspect of the peace card in saying that not only do we have to have that tremendous desire and be connected to the appropriate energy, the heart coherence around it, but we also need to be knowledgeable. If people think about passion, vision, action, and remember something they're really passionate about, but if they're poorly informed and misinformed and have negative beliefs and bad attitudes about things, you know, you're not going to be on the championship team. You know, you're not going to be winning the gold. You need to be well-informed and fully informed about that which you care about. And that will guide you not just to daily action, but to really effective daily action. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for this team to step up to the next level by aligning passion, vision, and action.
Fantastic. So inspiring. One of the things that stayed with me yesterday, Marilyn, was that after you had done your three stints as an Olympian, and I've worked with Olympians who end up feeling lost at the end of their final Olympic Games because that purpose and goal has so defined who they are that in its absence they don't know who they are anymore or what to focus on. And often, not always as in your case, but often Olympic athletes that I've worked with go through a crisis period after that where they lose their coherent orchestration of self.
Yeah.
And please, go ahead, Marilyn.
No, and I'm completely with you, and I would expand that out to, you know, personally having worked with people who received golden parachutes, very successful in business.
Yeah.
And they go through the same thing, and I think you and I are circling back to the same point, which is that it's, you know, there are lots of to-dos out there. There are lots of things that you could do, that you can do, that you could do well. But, you know, what is it that you're passionate about? What is it that really matters to you? What is it that when you even think about it, your whole physiology changes, your energy changes, you enter into that heart coherence state. You have access to a level of energy that is beyond what is available through just, you know, left brain logical linear to-dos.
Yeah, beautiful. And so it touched me that you, after your final Olympics, went into inquiry over your passion and found three. And the capacity for those three passions, which I'm guessing are interrelated for you. Do you want to tell us what they were again? Your grandmother, peace.
Yes, it would, and they showed up this way, and it came out of I had just spent almost 3 years exploring what happened to me and how could I place in the top three at the Olympic trials in the pentathlon without physical training for 7 months, and developed the Olympian thinking framework of passion, vision, action, and felt somewhat incomplete and asked myself the passion questions that I ask people I work with. And when I said, okay, what am I passionate about, took a deep breath and exhaled, boom, just, you know, showed up in my head, you know, my grandmother, human potential, and peace. And as soon as peace came to my mind, I saw the three icons of passion, vision, action, with the vision piece missing. And it was like, holy crap, you know, we could see peace in my lifetime. People want to live in peace, and they're willing to do something when they know what to do, but how they think about it is not like Olympians think about gold medals.
Okay.
They're poorly informed. They're misinformed. They hold all of these, you know, negative, you know, beliefs that are very limiting. So we can, you know, assist people to learn to think like Olympians about peace so they can align the desire they have with effective action.
Beautiful. So it's challenged me over the last 12 hours since, or 24, I guess, since we had that conversation, Marilyn, to look at if I had to pick only three passions, what would they be? Because there's a tremendous amount of focus that happens with that, that because, of course, as you're saying, then research needs to be done. Informed action wants to happen for effectiveness.
Yes.
And if I have 900 passions, it's impossible in this day and age for me to be fully informed about any one.
Well, it's such a great question, Sheva, and I believe when people think about this issue, and as you did think, you know, I've got 9,000 things I care about.
Yes.
I have activities that I take people through, but one of the reasons, and many of the tools are designed to do the same, which is to help people recognize that many of those things that you are passionate about all have the same, I think what you would call, core value.
Yes.
That there is something underneath many of those things that you care about that is the same. And it's tapping into that energy.
Wow, in stereo.
Yeah.
Divine echo.
It's, you know, being really clear about what that core value is and becoming really well informed that allows you to decide among the 9,000 ways that I could take this core value that I have and bring it to life in the world, you know, there are many avenues by which to do that.
Beautiful.
So it's more about being really clear about what that core value is.
Well, let's invite everyone on the call to imagine that you've just been drafted to your very favorite team. That you, a scout, has seen you playing your game with friends in an open field and said, wow, this person has talent for exactly what we do. And little did they know, they were scouting for your very favorite all-star team, and you've been chosen to be a player. And as part of your training preparation to step into this incredible recognition and opportunity you've been given to reach your potential and reach for it, inspired by the best players in your field. One of your tasks is to identify your passions and, as Marilyn just suggested, to whittle the definition of those passions down to the common thread that runs through them all. Does that sound accurate, Marilyn?
Yes. Yes.
So what I want to invite each of you in our team training camp this morning to do is to get out a piece of paper and a pen and start stream of consciousness writing down everything you can think of that you're passionate about, everything you feel deep care for. We're going to give you a couple of minutes just to do that nonstop. as many things as you can get down. And then we'll look at what the common thread might be.
Lovely guidance, Sheva. Just asking people to just let it roll. What are the things that just matter to you so deeply, that you care so deeply about? And perhaps you don't even often talk about them sometimes, but, you know, they come from deep inside. I feel very emotional with this question. I feel tears.
If you get stuck, if you think you don't have anything else to write down, I'm going to invite you to focus your attention in your heart, to allow your breath. This is a tool called Quick Coherence from HeartMath that helps reignite our creative flow. I'm going to have you focus your attention in the heart, allow the breath to come in through the heart and to go out through the heart. And to appreciate and broadcast your love and care to the things you have written down. And if that inspires more, then you can keep adding to your list. And now, wherever you are in that process, put your pen down. Join those that are focused in their heart, breathing in through the heart and out through the heart, connecting with their care and their love, their passion for what's in front of you. You connecting with your care, your love, your passion for what's in front of you on the list that you've made. First, without the pressure of narrowing it down, just breathing that in through your heart and out through your heart, letting any insight wash over you as to what these things have in common. Marilyn, I have an imagination or a thought that your grandmother probably was a peace influencer that reached some height of her own human potential.
Well, it's interesting because Charlie Garfield back in the 80s, a peak performance expert in one of his programs, asked the question, if you had to give up your life for one idea or one ideal, what would it be? And my first thought was, you know, I'm not the martyr type. Come on, you know, I'm not doing this, you know? And then I said, okay, Marilyn, you're here for the day. Just do it. And took another breath, and I thought, wow, if everyone had the opportunity to achieve their potential, I'd be willing to give up my life. And so when I looked at the three things, you know, it brought, you know, peace to the forefront in terms of what kind of a world it is like when people everywhere have the opportunity to achieve their potential. And I certainly saw in my grandmother, you know, just the embodiment of that. She was only educated to the fourth grade, but wow, you know, what an accomplished person she was in her daily life.
So, Marilyn, when you do longer workshops with people, this is a process that takes a long time. And we don't want any of you to feel like failures if you don't have clarity right away about the core value or common thread that weaves its way through the many things that you care about. Let this, if an answer hasn't come right away, and for some of you it's already there or you've already done processes like this where this is a strong suit of the role you play on the peace team, you know, you're already aligned behind this. But for those of you that aren't, let this be a joyful inquiry for you today. Keep whittling away at this list the way someone might carve a statue out of a tree trunk, letting what is there reveal itself to you as it works with you and you work with it. That's part of the home play for today's training camp.
Yeah, this is a joyous part of the journey.
To really hone your passion. And when you feel, and this isn't, passion is an alive thing.
Oh, yes.
It's not static. It's not like one day you discover, oh, that's my passion, now I'm done, and I just live that the rest of my life. It changes and evolves as we do and the world does. So you don't have to feel paralyzed by perfectionism here. Today's passion will lead you to tomorrow's passion.
Yes.
So if you let yourself get in touch with your passion as it is today, then the next piece of your homework that Marilyn's inviting us to is start informing yourself about that issue or that value.
And let me take us there, Sheva, in terms of looking at our time together this morning and the peace card.
Great.
And recognizing that, you know, we are all, you know, joining or have been part of a championship team. This team is winning. One of the things Willis Harmon said to me one day was, Marilyn, Gaia is winning. And this was a man who had a global perspective that was much more widely, broadly informed than mine. So I have kept a little quote of his under his picture in a special place, that Gaia is winning. But if we go back to the peace card and just imagine that you are part of a championship team. You have been selected. You have been chosen. You have your skills and talents and what you're going to be bringing. And you also want to know, what are the other parts? What's the strategy? And the strategy is before us on the peace card. And yesterday, we read where governments respect the human rights of all their citizens and settle disputes by the rule of the law for the common good. People involved in good governance are engaged in some form in bringing that to fruition. So today, Sheva, if I remember, we wanted to shift to the second one, and I'd like to read it. Does that make sense now?
It does. Let's just give everyone one moment before we fill them with our information to make some commitment. Look at your schedule or your calendar and block off a time today when you can investigate. I mean, these days it's so easy to inform yourself or begin the process of with Google and Bing, you know. Even if it's just 5-minute window, schedule time for yourself today to begin the process of informing yourself about what matters to you. And just a brief little story about that, Marilyn, before you bring us into today's peace card theme.
Yes.
Which will be a passion for some of you, a pathway to your peace and the pathway that you bring peace to the world. And certainly today's theme is one of my pathways. But when I knew that I wanted to be a part of what was happening at the United Nations, and I had a vision for that without any practical action to make that happen, one of the first things I did was I just started internet researches about the UN. And one of the things that popped up was an 18-hour class called the Advocacy Algorithm that was all about learning how to interact with the UN. So one action led to a practical, wonderful action that educated me beyond what I could have imagined as far as what I wanted to learn, where I felt passion and peace come together for me. So give yourself that moment just to schedule a time today to begin the adventure of researching and informing yourself about your passion. And go now, Marilyn, I want to pass it back to you for
Your story is so beautiful, Sheva, because what you described is exactly what I have found in each of the areas that I have been investigating over the years around peace, that as I become more well-informed about any of these areas, I get so excited. It's like, wow, I didn't know that. Look at that, you know. People years ago thought that stabilizing the population was absolutely the most important thing that could happen on the planet. And instead of the projected perhaps 20 billion people, we're going to stabilize at less than 10 billion people because of people who were passionate about peace and focused on population. And so as I did my exploration, I have just found, you know, incredible people working on so many different aspects of peace who are so much more inspired and hopeful now. So I invite people, in terms of the second element, this, you might envision this as another player on the peace team. There's a whole community of players who, you know, like forwards or goalies or midfield people, are focused on the way it's described on the peace card. It says, imagine living in a world where all people have food, shelter, and access to medical care, and children are born into and raised by healthy families and communities. And in my exploration in this area, I met people like Lynn Twist, who gave me information about people who focused on hunger. And I've now read books about people who were involved in talking about when hunger will be history. I had an opportunity to speak at the United Nations around the Center for Human Settlements and their goal to make sure that we can house the people of the world by a certain date. So, and I'm going to put up on the Facebook page, many years ago in the beginning of this, I started exploring and I came across a recording called One Planet, One People. And one of the stories was the story of the eradication of smallpox. And one of the players was Dr. Larry Brilliant, a young intern at the time. And that story is such a beautiful example of passion, vision, and action. And what he summarizes is that people came from all over the world for different reasons, some because of their Christian beliefs, some because they were fulfilling the vision of Lenin, some because of, you know, just different kinds of reasons that they were passionate about eliminating smallpox. And they became well-informed, they had a strategy, and they had daily practices and were, in fact, successful. And it's an extremely inspiring story, and I'm going to look for a way to get that up on our Facebook page. So I invite you to be part of this championship team, to step up your game by becoming well-informed, not just about what you care about, but about the totality of peace and what others are doing and how you can support your team members while at the same time you're focused on that which matters to you.
So one of the things that I love about this part of the peace card, Marilyn, is that it identifies what the conditions are that facilitate peace rather than focusing on fighting against war and the disturbances to peace. And this, I want to read it again and invite each of us to imagine, because most of the people on this call, by the way, have a lot of these things. Most of us have food and shelter. Most of us have access to medical care of some sort or other. But the vast majority of people in the world do not. And when we look at what gives rise to armed conflict, we have to imagine, as I have worked directly in war zones where that occurs, that someone has to be pushed to a point of discomfort where their own lives matter less to them than what they see to be the creation of justice. But imagine, what would the world be like? How would you feel? What would the collective field environment pulse at? How would you feel in your body? What emotions would you have and experience? What would it be like to read the evening news in a world where all people have food, shelter, and access to medical care, and children are born into and raised by healthy families and communities? I want each of you in this moment to write down whatever feeling worlds and feeling words you associate with a world that looks like that. quantum physics is showing us that resonance causes reality. What that means is if we can feel the possibility, as Marilyn felt the possibility she could make it to the Olympics, we can cause that potential in the wave form of the energy field to take shape as particulate matter when we put our focus and attention on it. But it begins with the resonance. That's why passion is the first cornerstone of Olympian thinking. So I invite each of you right now to focus your attention in the area around your heart, regardless of whether this is one of your pathways to peace. Right now, step up and be a team player for this pathway by focusing your attention in the heart, breathing in through the heart and out through the heart, connecting with the feelings you would have in a world where all people have food, shelter, access to medical care, and children are born into and raised by healthy families and communities. And you can add to this how you will feel as you passionately pursue your unique pathway to peace. Because the pathways to peace that we need team players for are not just about ending war. They're about cultivating the conditions that foster the feeling and the expressions of peace in the world. And there's a website and a resource I want to refer you all to that we'll post on our Facebook page. A visionary young boy who had a terminal illness named Matty Stepanek fully understood that peace had many dimensions to it. And there's a website in his honor that is cultivating teenage peacemakers around the world that are doing innovative things in the domain of science, ending hunger, ending bullying, creating and cultivating a culture of peace. And that website is 3-dash. So I want to read to you as part of the completion of our call this morning, infusing the resonance you're generating that is the cause in a quantum physics world for a new world. A quote from Matty when he was 13, right before he died. Even though the future seems far away, it is actually beginning right now. And while we are living in the present, we must celebrate life every day, knowing that we are becoming history with every word, every action, every moment, because we, today, are the history of tomorrow. I want to thank each and every one of you for showing up on our Peace Team training camp to make history together and a future based on peace. Marilyn, anything else you want to add for today's call?
That was a beautiful bringing us back. Sheva, thank you.
So Marilyn and I have promised several things we're going to post on the Facebook page for you today. You can go there to check them out in the main section. I'm working on getting the recordings of these three calls we've done so far, our launch call yesterday morning during our Heart Ambassadors call, the interview with Gita Ryle yesterday afternoon, and this day two call in the files section on the Facebook page. And what I'm going to try to do today is actually embed those files in documents that you can download yourself and forward to friends if you wish, because I know it's been a concern for some folks that you want to share this with people who don't use Facebook. So that might be a way that we can offset that. We'll see if that works, and you'll let us know. Marilyn, shall we open the lines for anything anyone wants to share before we reconvene tomorrow morning, same time, same station?
Excellent. Yes, please do.
Great. So many of you already have your lines open. I've endeavored to keep as many of those open as possible. I'm going to unmute those of you that have had background noise. And you can mute yourself again by pressing star 6 if you don't have something you want to share. Anything anyone wants to share or ask? And while we're unmuting, Bernice, if you're here, I'd love it if you'd share your quote again, since it's so clearly relevant to today's peace card theme focus.
Yes, Deva, thank you. The quote reads, "When we bring peace to all that we do, everything becomes an act of healing."
This is what creates healthy families, healthy communities, and is the truest form of medical care. Thank you, Bernice. That, by the way, is scientifically validated by research at HeartMath, which shows when we're in a state of peace, it balances our autonomic nervous system, it balances our hormones, it definitely creates an optimal condition for health and well-being. Anyone else have anything you'd like to share or ask?
This is Julie. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. I was so moved by this call and particularly moved by the reading of the second peace card, though I don't think it is my passion. What it did for me was this sense of recognizing how much separation it creates for me, that people don't have, you know, access to all the things that I have access to. And this inner relaxation and a sense of equality and a sense of coming closer to oneness.
Mm, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Mm. This is, Sheva, a place where I think it is just really so helpful for people to come to, you know, do the exploration. And as I became more well-informed about things and the despair that I felt about so many things that having to do with food and shelter and access to medical care and so forth, when I tapped into people who've been focused on these kinds of things for decades and you realize that they whittled things down to that infant mortality is one of the best, most effective measures about a healthy society, and the incredibly positive, you know, numbers and information, despite the increase in population, the precipitous, you know, decrease in infant mortality, and particularly for children under the age of one, and the extraordinary successes we're having and the accelerated rate of those successes, you know, it does that heart coherence thing for me. It's like, you know, we don't need to be in despair about this. You know, there are who have been strategic and systemic about these things. And as just one member of the peace team, I am so excited for what my peace team colleagues have been doing in the areas that I have not been focused or knowledgeable about. And so it makes my heart sing and say, we can do this. We are doing this.
And that's fantastic, Marilyn. And I want to invite everyone on the call to post on the Facebook page the fruits of your research and inquiry and gathering information, because you're going to discover things in your pathway to peace that we don't know about, and that's going to get us excited and feed our passion in our pathway.
Yes, exactly.
So thank you all so much for being here to together create a radiant sun with many rays of light and pathways to peace coming from its center, the heart of who we all are. We look forward to being back with you tomorrow morning, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, on this same number. Those of you that would like to share the playback of this call for 24 hours can do so at 559-726-1399, access code 574-998 pound. And these will be posted in the Facebook page, hopefully, by midday today. Much love, everyone. Marilyn, any last comments?
Just peace and blessings all around.
Peace and blessings. Until tomorrow.